from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
We respect Olympics.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you, everybody. Too kind here at the Wall in Gurnee. It's free to get in. They'll be showing Hard Knocks tonight from 8 to 9. You can play some Golden Tee if you get a hole-in-one. You got a shot to win a machine. There's Black Lung Brewing in the house. It's going to be an excellent, excellent night. It's already been a very fun show. We appreciate you being with us. And we've got a Bears report from Chris Emma coming up in an hour. And if you don't know what the Wall in Gurnee is, it's a you're calling it the elevated sports bar experience. It's a converted theater, and it's a sports bar, mm-hmm. and there's TVs everywhere. And so you get like the movie theater experience of the big screen and the big sound system and the comfortable chairs and the wait staff to bring you food and booze to your seat. Great food, by the way. And you get to watch sports.
Yeah, and they have screens all along the side.
Right, there's the main TV, but then there's like TVs on the side, like a sports bar.
Yeah, so like right now for Olympics, which we respect, of course, like FLUS, yeah, not the Olympics, but we just respect Olympics of all kinds. Like Olympics of the Mind was a thing that happened in my high school. You know,
yeah,
just all kinds of Olympics are respected. The team handball's on one screen over here, and you've got like looks like a men's soccer either game or a replay going on over there. There's men's basketball going on. Like all these different Olympic sports are happening. As you mentioned in the tease, you and I came in today and we sat down, and you're like, "Did you see this in the Olympics?" And I was like, "No. Have you been watching this in the Olympics?" And you're like, "No, but have you seen this in the Olympics?" And I'm like, "No, but have you been watching this?"
Yeah, are you watching the same Olympics that I'm watching?
No,
I feel like we've seen none of the same things.
You know why? Because yesterday the texters told me about Peacock. I discovered Peacock.
I was going to say, you're burying the lead. You figured out how to watch the Olympics.
I did.
Yeah, congratulations totally on discovering Peacock.
I did. I hit the little button on my remote that has a microphone on it, and I said Peacock. And I was like,
oh,
wow.
Just because we respect the Olympics.
We sure do. And I respect them even more now that I've found them, and I can control my own path. And me and the Rubster last night watching some Olympic excellence.
So how has your viewing experience improved now that you learned how to watch them?
It's been phenomenal.
It's been better.
Yeah. It's
funny how that works.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. But like, I was surprised that you and Shane have not been locked in on the women's soccer for a variety of reasons. There's our friend.
I don't know why you would be surprised.
Well,
by
Mallory Swanson, of course, a big story. As Nico Horner talked to us about that, and she had a big assist today on an extra time goal. But Dennis Rodman's daughter is one of the stars of that team, and
okay.
is she seems really cool, and she had an incredible goal the other day. Where she had like a lefty curling goal in extra time to win the game for the USA. But it's Dennis Rodman's daughter, man. It's like, and I was reading.
Make you feel old?
Yeah, yes. And I'm reading about Trinity Rodman. She was raised mostly by her mom. I can't say that was a surprise to read. I got to say.
That's nice.
I'm sorry. I'm giving you an honest human reaction here, people.
Yeah.
Her and her sister raised mostly by their mother. And I was like, God, I hope Dennis has been a present and active and an excellent father. But it doesn't, I don't know the depths of the relationship.
That wasn't a part of the human interest story of Trinity Rodman?
It wasn't. It was like.
Was just,
you know, that he was taking her to soccer practice and picking her up and just waiting in the car and the shin guards and the whole thing. That wasn't.
Am I wrong for that?
That wasn't a part of the story.
Am I wrong for thinking that not being surprised that wasn't part of the story? I mean,
yeah, I think it makes you a bad guy.
You're always on the lookout.
Well, I mean, you brought it up.
I did bring it
you
up.
You brought it up.
I absolutely brought it
Better
up.
Better father, Dennis Rodman, Michael Jackson.
Okay, I think Dennis Rodman,
but knowing nothing about
Dennis
Potash,
Rodman's parenting
Danny?
Of Trinity, I'm learning everything you're telling me about this story right now.
All right.
I'll say Dennis Rodman better than Michael Jackson.
Okay, I think that's probably
that's
true.
Smart.
Yeah, it's a good answer, But anyway, she's a phenomenal soccer player. They're a really cool story, and like she's got, it's been really cool, and she's dating an NBA player who's also named Trinity. Which is amazing. So you've got a female Trinity dating a male guy named Trinity. And I didn't know that was even possible.
I didn't know who's the NBA.
Trinity Benson is his name.
Trinity Benson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is a professional basketball player.
All right.
So you've got that.
So you got.
Doesn't that relationship need a third? Shouldn't it be a throuple?
Yeah, it's right.
A third Trinity?
It's not holy enough without
who's
a third.
Who's the father and who's the son?
I'm going to leave that alone.
Who's the Holy Spirit?
That's not good. Okay. What else did you learn
not
about
a very
Trinity
religious
Rodman?
Crowd here.
Yeah. No, I think it is. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think none of them are willing to laugh.
No, I think that's everything I've learned.
That's everything you've learned about Trinity Rodman.
That's all. But
all
right,
I'll class it up here. Did you see that pole vaulter who knocked the pole over with his penis? Did you see that?
Thanks for writing the ship.
Yeah, no problem. Did you see?
I did.
All right.
I did. The penis played a big, big role in the pole vault fail.
All right.
I mean,
if we're playing Am I Wrong for That Olympics edition, am I wrong for thinking that that guy will make more money for how this went than if he would have won the bronze medal in pole vaulting?
Make more money?
Yeah. He's like, here's my question.
Well, he's got to be willing to capitalize on this level.
Why not? But a porn company offered him $250,000.
Did they already do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. $250,000 if he would perform.
Anthony Amorati is his name.
Congratulations on all your research.
Anthony Amorati?
yeah, that's his stage name.
Yeah.
But so the question is, would you rather.
Anthony Mr. Big Amorati.
This is an Olympic plant.
Would you rather.
That's his name.
Would you rather win the bronze medal?
It's a different show.
Win the bronze medal in pole vaulting.
Yeah.
Or. Not metal
because your
penis knocked the pole off of the pole vaulting situation.
Right.
And now everybody knows that that's a thing that can happen.
I'm going to say bronze medal. I'm going to say that probably 5 to 10 years of my life have been spent trying to win a bronze medal, and that you do not know what level of emotional investment he has or does not have in the world knowing about the size of his junk.
I'm projecting.
You are clearly projecting.
I'm definitely projecting, but what I'm saying is that...
You would choose that one, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Did you see the video?
It's incredible.
It's one of the most incredible things that's come out of this Olympics. Everyone's like Simone Biles. I mean, yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. That's insane.
Yeah, I've never seen a penis fault. Is that what they call it? Is that the technical term?
I'm saying that he could hang his bronze medal. No. But like, honestly, like that is a... saying. It's a... That guy...
Thinking about bachelor party. Is this the footlong? And that, then some.
That guy is an Olympian.
Uh-huh.
That guy's elite.
Well, I would assume Eberflus respects that.
He should. He should respect it.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay. That's
all I got on the pole vaulter. What else is in your Olympic notebook on Trinity Rodman or anything else?
So last night, after the floor exercise had been won in women's gymnastics by the Brazilian Rebecca, I believe it's Dronaggi is the way that she pronounces it. She finally won gold, and she has been a rival of Simone Biles for years and years and years in multiple Olympics. And apparently they have a very cool relationship, and this Brazilian gymnast has always been respectful of Simone. So after she won the gold, and Simone and another one of her teammates were the other two medal winners, on either side of this Brazilian gymnast, they bowed down to her and gave her the respect that she had apparently always given to Simone and the American gymnasts. And it was super cool to see that Simone, after like this coronation, another coronation of an Olympics, is like cool enough to bring it up apparently to her teammates and say, let's bow down to her. She won the gold. She's always been so cool to us. And they gave her that moment. And there's a picture, there's one from above that's amazing, and there's one from in front of the Brazilian gymnast like raising her arms and just loving it as she is bowed down to by Simone Biles. And that was a really cool sportsmanship moment to me. It made me respect Simone a lot. Thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that's more of what the Olympics are all about.
More than what you had brought up?
And what you had brought up.
Well, and all
you questioned Dennis Rodman's commitment to his soccer-playing daughter without knowing anything about the relationship.
All right, fine.
Compared his ability as a father to Michael Jackson.
No, that was you. That was you. I was right here. Roll the tape back. It's there. All right, fine.
Are you guys aware? That was a great, moment.
It's also more what the Olympics are about.
That's what I'm saying. You probably should have led the segment.
Than the junk fault that the pole vaulter.
All right, look to your right. Yeah. I want to talk about the equestrian challenges for a little while. Now, currently...
Hold on. Let me settle in.
Yeah. Currently, that loser who does nothing sitting on top of the horse is the one that gets the medal. The horse never sees a medal. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, the horse does not get the medal.
Should the horse get the medal?
I don't know that the horse would appreciate the medal. The horse wouldn't know that it's important, what's being put around its neck.
I'm not sure, man.
Does the horse know the roses are important at the Kentucky Derby?
I don't care. This is the Olympics.
It's not about the horse.
So what does the horse get?
Nothing.
They don't get like better oats?
No, I mean, studded eventually, so I guess that's a positive for that horse.
Same thing's happening for the pole vaulter.
Right. Do you know? We know that it's even crazier than that. They put him on a plane. They fly.
I was gonna say, how do they get there?
Do you know what the plane is called that the horses are flown over to?
I do. I love this. I absolutely. Go ahead.
Air Horse One.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
No notes whatsoever.
It's incredible.
It's perfect.
I'm just saying the horse deserves a medal.
Didn't you say that you could be in sport?
Yeah, eventually. I would be better at this than you would be at badminton.
Well, you'd be as the horse or as the rider?
Enough time, either one.
Okay.
You pick.
Huh. I'd pick the horse. I'd really like to see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you get that done, as long as either one is an option. All right, you got anything else?
Yeah, I have another one. I got more.
I got another one, too.
I got more.
Go ahead.
Did you see the gymnastics last night? You saw that the score change?
The balance beam? Or
No. It was the floor exercise. The one that Simone did not medal in.
That's beam that she didn't medal in.
Okay, then I don't know what I was watching, but okay. I think it was the floor exercise.
It was floor exercise.
And she did Simone medal?
No, this is the controversy between Jordan Chiles and the other woman.
Yeah, with the score correction. And then Jordan Chiles was off the podium, and then I think she was from Romania, right? I think it was for a girl from Romania that was the bronze medalist.
Yes.
And then Jordan Chiles, the U.S. coach, appealed the score. And they said that her score should have started from like a higher degree of difficulty than they initially had put it at. And so like the girl from Romania is like running around with her flag crying that she won the bronze medal. She was so happy. And then after the whole thing's done, they score correction and the American Chiles jumps in and she gets the bronze medal. And so then she starts crying and celebrating.
Oh,
and this
boy.
Woman has it taken away from her after she had been celebrating for like 90 seconds. And we're watching this at my house, me, my wife, and my mother-in-law.
That's brutal. I haven't seen that part.
It's excruciating. And then they cut to Mike Tirico in the studio. And what was the Olympian's name? Chiles?
Jordan Chiles.
Jordan Chiles.
Yeah.
And Mike Tirico just goes, what a great way for Jordan Chiles to get her first medal. And I'm like,
No, it wasn't.
I'm like, that's the most American-centric. Like, I felt terrible for this poor girl.
Ugh.
And like, she's like looking around. She's like, the Americans stole it from me. And I'm thinking, you're right.
Oh,
like, they totally stole it from you. And I felt terrible for her. And then I was talking to Shane about this over lunch. And he said that I shouldn't.
That you shouldn't feel
that
bad?
That he was happy for the American. And then he was mad at me for my love of Romania.
Well, that's just because he and Mike Tirico have a bond that goes back a long way.
See, that's messed up and not true at all. Last time I checked, I'm an American.
Yeah, I mean, so am I.
I believe in the appeal process. I believe in justice. So if they appealed and they corrected the score, then Jordan Chiles deserves to get the bronze medal. She deserves to be up there.
How do we not know ahead of time the degree of difficulty of which we should be scoring these floor routines. How is that the appeal? Like, if it, the girl who, like, didn't step out of bounds, but then but they said that she stepped out of bounds, but her heel didn't come down. Okay, instant replay, technology. I get it. The judges couldn't see it. Let's hey, it should be judged as a 14-7, and they actually had it down as a 14-6. Get it right ahead of time. That's not something that should be appealed after the poor girl is like, I won the bronze medal.
You know, Danny,
that's crazy.
One thing in that moment, and I wasn't watching, but I can
you
go back
watching.
And look. Of course I wasn't watching.
This guy.
I remember fondly December 1941 when Romania declared war on the U.S., and that's okay. Never left me.
Okay.
So I was glad that...
You got an anti-Romania thing.
The U.S.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. That goes back.
All right.
All right, I got one more for you from my Olympic notebook.
Okay. It's going well so far.
I think so. Caroline Marks.
I got more on the pole vaulter.
Caroline Marks, by the way, is the name of the United States surfer, this young woman surfer who just won gold yesterday. And she's a fascinating story in and of herself. She's a surfing prodigy. At age 7, her family was living in Florida, but she was such a good surfer at age 7. They're like, let's move to California where the waves are better to encourage her surfing career. Talk about a family, you know, sacrifice to make this all work. And she's an incredible story, actually. But let me ask you if you know where, does anybody know where, here at the Wall, where the surfing competition took place for the Paris Olympics? Tahiti is indeed the correct answer, which is, I don't know, 10,000 miles from Paris, something like that.
10,000?
It's a lot. It's an awful lot. Please check that for me, would you? Thank you. Do you know who's in the Cubs lineup tonight?
No.
Okay. But you know how many miles Tahiti is from Paris. But,
oh, wow, that is, yeah, 9,700 miles.
Nailed it. So, and apparently there is a coast of France where there's decent waves, but they decided the waves in Tahiti would be better, more telegenic, and lead to a better competition, and they were right. This stuff was gorgeous, these huge tunnels of waves and the surfers doing these incredible moves in the, is it the barrel or the tunnel or whatever the hell they call it, in the wave, just incredible stuff. And she won, and it's really cool, and she's going to make her way to France to be there for the closing ceremonies. She was not there for the opening ceremonies, so she could be in Tahiti training. But
she's going to fly 10,000 miles,
yes,
for the closing ceremonies.
Yeah, so she can celebrate with her with her compatriots,
okay,
from the United States. Who you don't enjoy because you'd rather Romania.
No, it's not that I'd rather Romania. Tirico just being like, what a great way to win your first medal. I was like, eh.
I don't think it was. I understand. But props to Caroline Marks,
okay,
for winning the surfing at age 22. Thought it was very, very cool. And that's about all I have in my bulging Olympic notebook.
All right. I got one more for you. Did you watch, I'm guessing not because it didn't make your notebook, Australia-Serbia men's basketball today?
That was today, this morning. No, I did not.
Excellent game.
So Serbia is Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
And Australia, among others, is new bull Josh Giddey.
And Dante Exum and Josh Giddey. And yeah. And so,
Patty Mills,
yes. So great game. Goes to overtime. Jokic hit like an absolutely ridiculous like turnaround fadeaway to pretty much ice it in overtime. It was insane. Crazy game of runs. It was excellent basketball. Giddey is going to be a really fun player to have on a bad team. Like, he's just going to be really fun.
Takes a lot of chances with passes, right?
Yeah, he's just, like, the ball's, like, it's always in his hand. He's always looking to do crazy things. Like, he kind of jumps when he doesn't really know where he wants to go with it sometimes.
Oh,
but, like it ends, like, with some cool drop passes and some no-looks, but then also some, like, horrifying turnovers where he's just throwing the ball to Serbia and it's a fast break the other way. I'm like, I don't think you meant to do that. He's not on your team. And it was just – but he has the ball in his hands the whole time.
Yeah, a lot of usage with the ball for that guy.
But Kobe's supposed to have the ball in his hands a lot, too. So it was weird to watch him and thinking about Kobe White and Zach LaVine both still being here.
Because it is going to be a three-guard lineup with the three of them.
It may be, if this actually happens.
I suspect. Did you see the video the other day of Zach looking very healthy and explosive on a court?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see the video. I'm sure it happened.
But anyway, so that's interesting. So Giddey has a high volume ball control point guard,
but he's fun. He's fun. He's creative. He's fast. He's got good hair. Like it's like an aesthetically pleasing thing to watch. But I have absolutely no idea if he's going to be any good. Like he's pretty talented. You know, he's clearly talented. He the game plays at his pace. Like, you know, he for Australia, obviously everything with Serbia plays through Jokic, and he's ridiculous. And yeah. He's everything, right? He's the best passer, the best rebounder, the best shooter. He's ridiculous. But Giddey, it's just like get the ball to him and run. And it's a fun thing to watch. I could see him being very, very, very fun on a bad team. I have no idea if he will be good enough as a defensive player to be like an impact player on a winning team. But he's going to have some weird, crazy stat lines. Like he might have a 10 assist, 10 turnover game.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very weird profile.
Interesting. Yeah, I had wanted to see him, but now they're done, right? So that wraps
up. Yeah, they lost, so they got eliminated.
It's too much sports to watch, man. I couldn't take my eye off the surfing.
Yeah, it was on when I was getting my haircut, and I was like, oh, man, this game is excellent. And so then I just like streamed it on my phone.
It's perfect.
The rest of the way. Yeah, so Josh Giddey. It's not much, man. It's not much for the Bulls, honestly.
Yeah.
It's really not.
No.
But in terms of excitement, that's why we need this Bears thing to go well.
It's why Hard Knocks Day is ranking up there amongst the greatest Bears off-season days.
And then Hard Knocks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we'll get back there. And Chris Emma has a Bears report coming up at 5. Come see us at the Wall in Gurnee. It's going to be a great time. We had a bit of an all-timer in terms of a non-apology from an old friend. And you know we love those. It's next on The Score.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
We respect Olympics.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you, everybody. Too kind here at the Wall in Gurnee. It's free to get in. They'll be showing Hard Knocks tonight from 8 to 9. You can play some Golden Tee if you get a hole-in-one. You got a shot to win a machine. There's Black Lung Brewing in the house. It's going to be an excellent, excellent night. It's already been a very fun show. We appreciate you being with us. And we've got a Bears report from Chris Emma coming up in an hour. And if you don't know what the Wall in Gurnee is, you're calling it the Elevated Sports Bar Experience. It's a converted theater. And it's a sports bar,
mm-hmm.
and there's TVs everywhere. And so you get like the movie theater experience of the big screen and the big sound system and the comfortable chairs and the wait staff to bring you food and booze to your seat. Great food, by the way. And you get to watch sports.
Yeah, and they have screens all along the side.
Right, there's the main TV, but then there's like TVs on the side, like a sports bar.
Yeah, so like right now for Olympics, which we respect, of course, like Flus,
yeah,
not the Olympics, but we just respect Olympics of all kinds. Like Olympics of the Mind was a thing that happened in my high school. You know,
yeah,
just all kinds of Olympics are respected. The team handballs on one screen over here, and you've got like looks like a men's soccer either game or a replay going on over there. There's men's basketball going on. Like all these different Olympic sports are happening. As you mentioned in the tease, you and I came in today and we sat down, and you're like, "Did you see this in the Olympics?" And I was like, "No. Have you been watching this in the Olympics?" And you're like, "No, but have you seen this in the Olympics?" And I'm like, "No, but have you been watching this?"
Yeah, are you watching the same Olympics that I'm watching?
No,
I feel like we've seen none of the same things.
You know why? Because yesterday the texters told me about Peacock. I discovered Peacock.
I was going to say, you're burying the lead. You figured out how to watch the Olympics.
I did.
Yeah, congratulations totally on discovering Peacock.
I did. I hit the little button on my remote that has a microphone on it, and I said Peacock. And I was like,
oh,
wow.
Just because we respect the Olympics.
We sure do. And I respect them even more now that I've found them, and I can control my own path. And me and the Rubster last night watching some Olympic excellence.
So how has your viewing experience improved now that you learned how to watch them?
It's been phenomenal.
It's been better.
Yeah. It's
funny how that works.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. But like, I was surprised that you and Shane have not been locked in on the women's soccer for a variety of reasons. There's our friend.
I don't know why you would be surprised.
Well,
by that.
Mallory Swanson, of course, a big story. As Nico Horner talked to us about that, and she had a big assist today on an extra time goal. But Dennis Rodman's daughter is one of the stars of that team, and she seems really cool, and she had an incredible goal the other day. Where she had like a lefty curling goal in extra time to win the game for the USA. But it's Dennis Rodman's daughter, man. It's like, and I was reading.
Make you feel old?
Yeah, yes. And I'm reading about Trinity Rodman. She was raised mostly by her mom. I can't say that was a surprise to read. I got to say.
That's nice.
I'm sorry. I'm giving you an honest human reaction here, people.
Yeah.
Her and her sister raised mostly by their mother. And I was like, God, I hope Dennis has been a present and active and an excellent father, but it doesn't. I don't know the depths of the relationship.
That wasn't a part of the human interest story of Trinity Rodman.
It wasn't. It was like.
Was just the, you know, that no. He was taking her to soccer practice and picking her up and just waiting in the car. And the shin guards and the whole thing. That wasn't.
Am I wrong for that?
That wasn't a part of the story.
Am I wrong for thinking that not being surprised that wasn't part of the story?
I think it makes you a bad guy.
You're always on the lookout.
Well, I mean, you brought it up.
I did bring it
you
up.
You brought it up.
I absolutely brought it
better
up.
Better father, Dennis Rodman, Michael Jackson.
Okay, I think Dennis Rodman,
but knowing nothing about
Dennis
Potash,
Rodman's parenting
Danny?
Of Trinity, I'm learning everything you're telling me about this story
okay.
right now.
All right.
I'll say Dennis Rodman better than Michael Jackson.
Okay, I think that's probably
that's
true.
Not, smart.
Yeah, it's a good answer, But anyway, she's a phenomenal soccer player. They're a really cool story, and like she's got, it's been really cool, and she's dating an NBA player who's also named Trinity. Which is amazing. So you've got a female Trinity dating a male guy named Trinity. And I didn't know that was even possible.
I didn't know who's the NBA.
Trinity Benson is his name.
Trinity Benson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is a professional basketball player.
All right.
So you've got that.
So you got.
Doesn't that relationship need a third? Shouldn't it be a throuple?
Yeah. It's right.
A third Trinity?
It's not holy enough without
who's
a third.
The father and who's the son?
I'm going to leave that
who's,
alone.
Who's the Holy Spirit?
That's not like that. Okay. What else did you learn
not
about
Not a very
Trinity
religious
Rodman?
Crowd here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it is. That's the problem.
I think none of them are willing to laugh.
No, I think that's everything I've learned.
That's everything you've learned about Trinity Rodman.
That's all. But
all right,
I'm
I'll class it up here. Did you see that pole vaulter who knocked the pole over with his penis? Did you see that?
Thanks for writing the ship.
Yeah, no problem. Did you see?
I did.
All right.
I did. The penis played a big, big role in the pole vault fail.
All right.
I mean,
if we're playing Am I Wrong for That Olympics edition, am I wrong for thinking that guy will make more money for how this went than if he would have won the bronze medal in pole vaulting?
Make more money?
Yeah. He's like, here's my question.
Well, he's got to be willing to capitalize on this level.
Why not? But a porn company offered him $250,000.
Did they already do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. $250,000 if he would perform.
Anthony Amorati is his name.
Congratulations on all your research.
Anthony Amorati?
yeah, that's his stage name.
Yeah.
But so the question is, would you rather.
Anthony Mr. Big Amorati.
This is an Olympic plant.
Would you rather.
That's his name.
Win.
Would you rather.
Would you rather win the bronze medal.
It's a different show.
Win the bronze medal in pole vaulting.
Yeah.
Or. Not metal
because your
penis knocked the pole off of the pole vaulting situation.
Right.
And now everybody knows that that's a thing that can happen.
I'm going to say bronze medal. I'm going to say that probably 5 to 10 years of my life have been spent trying to win a bronze medal and that you do not know what level of emotional investment he has or does not have in the world knowing about the size of his junk. You
know, I'm projecting.
You are clearly projecting.
I'm definitely projecting. But what I'm saying is that
you would choose that one is what you're saying.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Did you see the video?
It's incredible.
It's one of the most incredible things that's come out of this Olympics. Everyone's like Simone Biles. I mean, yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. That's insane.
Yeah, I've never seen a penis fault. Is that what they call it? Is that the technical term?
I'm saying that he could hang his bronze medal. No. But like, honestly, like that is a...
That's too,
I'm saying it's a...
Is this that guy
thinking about bachelor party? Is this the foot long? And that, then some.
That guy is an Olympian.
Uh-huh.
That guy's elite.
Well, I would assume Eberflus respects that.
You should. He should respect it.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay. That's
all I got on the pole, Walter. What else is in your Olympic notebook on Trinity Rodman or anything else?
So last night, after the floor exercise had been won in women's gymnastics by the Brazilian Rebecca, I believe it's Dronaggi is the way that she pronounces it. She finally won gold, and she has been a rival of Simone Biles for years and years and years in multiple Olympics. And apparently they have a very cool relationship. And this Brazilian gymnast has always been respectful of Simone. So after she won the gold and Simone and another one of her teammates were the other two medal winners.
Yeah.
On either side of this Brazilian gymnast, they bowed down to her and gave her the respect that she had apparently always given to Simone and the American gymnasts. And it was super cool to see that Simone, after like this coronation, another coronation of an Olympics, is like cool enough to bring it up apparently to her teammates and say, let's bow down to her. She won the gold. She's always been so cool to us. And they gave her that moment. And there's a picture, there's one from above that's amazing, and there's one from in front of the Brazilian gymnast like raising her arms and just loving it as she is bowed down to by Simone Biles. And that was a really cool sportsmanship moment to me. It made me respect Simone a lot. Thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that's more of what the Olympics are all about.
More than what you had brought up?
And what you had brought up.
Well,
you questioned Dennis Rodman's commitment to his soccer-playing daughter without knowing anything about the relationship.
All right, fine.
Compared his ability as a father to Michael Jackson.
No, that was you. That was you. I was right here. Roll the tape back. It's there. All right, fine.
Are you guys aware? That was a great, moment.
It's also more what the Olympics are about.
That's what I'm saying. You probably should have led the segment.
Then the junk fault that the pole vaulter.
All right, look to your right. Yeah. I want to talk about the equestrian challenges for a little while. Now, currently...
Hold on. Let me settle in.
Yeah. Currently, that loser who does nothing sitting on top of the horse is the one that gets the medal. The horse never sees a medal. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, the horse does not get the medal.
Should the horse get the medal?
I don't know that the horse would appreciate the medal. The horse wouldn't know that it's important, what's being put around its neck.
I'm not sure, man.
Does the horse know the roses are important at the Kentucky Derby?
I don't care. This is the Olympics.
It's not about the horse.
So what does the horse get?
Nothing.
They don't get like better oats?
No, I mean, studded eventually, so I guess that's a positive for that horse.
Same thing's happening for the pole vaulter.
Right. Do you know? We know that it's even crazier than that. They put him on a plane. They fly.
I was gonna say, how do they get there?
Do you know what the plane is called that the horses are flown over to?
I do. I love this. Go ahead.
Air Horse One.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
No notes whatsoever.
It's incredible.
It's perfect.
I'm just saying the horse deserves a medal.
Didn't you say that you could be in your sport?
Yeah, eventually. I would be better at this than you would be at badminton.
Well, you'd be as the horse or as the rider?
Enough time, either one.
Okay.
You pick.
Huh. I'd pick the horse. I'd really like to see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you get that done, as long as either one is an option. All right, you got anything else?
Yeah,
I have another one.
I got more.
I got another one, too.
I got more.
Go ahead.
Did you see the gymnastics last night? You saw that the score change?
The balance beam?
No. It was floor exercise. The one that Simone did not medal in.
That's beam that she didn't medal in.
Okay, then I don't know what I was watching, but okay. I think it was the floor exercise.
It was floor exercise.
And she did Simone medal?
No, this is the controversy between Jordan Chiles and the other woman.
Yeah, with right. the score correction. And then Jordan Chiles was off the podium, and then I think she was from Romania, right? I think it was a girl from Romania that was the bronze medalist.
Yes.
And then Jordan Chiles, the U.S. coach, appealed the score. And they said that her score should have started from like a higher degree of difficulty than they initially had put it at. And so like the girl from Romania is like running around with her flag crying that she won the bronze medal. She was so happy. And then after the whole thing's done, they score correction and the American Chiles jumps in and she gets the bronze medal. And so then she starts crying and celebrating.
Oh,
and this
boy.
Woman has it
taken away from her after she had been celebrating for like 90 seconds. And we're watching this at my house, me, my wife, and my mother-in-law.
That's brutal. I haven't seen that part.
It's excruciating. And then they cut to Mike Tirico in the studio. And what was the Olympian's name? Childs?
Jordan Childs.
Jordan Childs. Yeah. And Mike Tirico just goes, "What a great way for Jordan Childs to get her first medal." And I'm like,
No, it
wasn't. I'm like, that's the most American-centric. Like, I felt terrible for this poor girl. Ugh. And, like, she's, like, looking around. She's like, the Americans stole it from me. And I'm thinking, you're right.
Oh,
like, they totally stole it from you. And I felt terrible for her. And then I was talking to Shane about this over lunch. And he said that I shouldn't.
That you shouldn't feel
that
bad?
That he was happy for the American. And then he was mad at me for my love of Romania.
Well, that's just because he and Mike Tirico have a bond that goes back a long way.
See, that's messed up and not true at all. Last time I checked, I'm an American.
Yeah, I mean, so am I.
I believe in the appeal process. I believe in justice. So if they appealed and they corrected the score, then Jordan Childs deserves to get the bronze medal. She deserves to be up there.
How do we not know ahead of time the degree of difficulty of which we should be scoring these floor routines? How is that the appeal? Like, if the girl who, like, didn't step out of bounds, but they said that she stepped out of bounds, but her heel didn't come down. Okay, instant replay, technology. I get it. The judges couldn't see it. Hey, it should be judged as a 14-7, and they actually had it down as a 14-6. Get it right ahead of time. That's not something that should be appealed after the poor girl is like, I won the bronze medal.
You know, Danny,
that's crazy.
One thing in that moment, and I wasn't watching, but I can
you
go back
watching.
And look. Of course I wasn't watching.
This guy.
I remember fondly December 1941 when Romania declared war on the U.S., and that's never left me.
Okay.
So I was glad that...
You got an anti-Romania thing.
The U.S.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. That goes back.
All right,
All right, I got one more for you from my Olympic notebook.
Okay. It's going well so far.
I think so. Caroline Marks.
I got more on the pole vaulter.
Caroline Marks, by the way, is the name of the United States surfer, this young woman surfer who just won gold yesterday. And she's a fascinating story in and of herself. She's a surfing prodigy. At age 7, her family was living in Florida, but she was such a good surfer at age 7. They're like, let's move to California where the waves are better to encourage her surfing career. Talk about a family, you know, sacrifice to make this all work. And she's an incredible story, actually. But let me ask you if you know where, does anybody know where, here at the Wall, where the surfing competition took place for the Paris Olympics? Tahiti is indeed the correct answer, which is, I don't know, 10,000 miles from Paris, something like that.
10,000?
It's a lot. It's an awful lot. Please check that for me, would you? Thank you. Do you know who's in the Cubs lineup tonight?
No.
But you know how many miles Tahiti is from Paris. But,
oh, wow, that is, 9,700 miles.
Nailed it. So, and apparently there is a coast of France where there's decent waves, but they decided the waves in Tahiti would be better, more telegenic, and lead to a better competition, and they were right. This stuff was gorgeous, these huge tunnels of waves, and the surfers doing these incredible moves is it the barrel or the tunnel or whatever the hell they call it, in the wave, just incredible stuff. And she won, and it's really cool, and she's going to make her way to France to be there for the closing ceremonies. She was not there for the opening ceremonies, so she could be in Tahiti training. But
she's going to fly 10,000 miles
for
the closing ceremonies.
Yeah, so she can celebrate with her with her compatriots from the United States. Who you don't enjoy because you'd rather Romania.
No, it's not that I'd rather Romania. Tirico just being like, what a great way to win your first medal. I was like, eh.
I don't think it was. I understand. But props to Caroline Marks for winning the surfing at age 22. Thought it was very, very cool. And that's about all I have in my bulging Olympic notebook.
All right. I got one more for you. Did you watch, I'm guessing not because it didn't make your notebook, Australia-Serbia men's basketball today?
That was today, this morning. No, I did not.
Excellent game.
So Serbia is Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
And Australia, among others, is new bull Josh Giddey.
And Dante Exum and Josh Giddey. And Patty Mills, yes. So great game, goes to overtime. Jokic hit like an absolutely ridiculous like turnaround fadeaway to pretty much ice it in overtime. It was insane. Crazy game of runs. It was excellent basketball. Giddey is going to be a really fun player to have on a bad team. Like, he's just going to be really fun.
Takes a lot of chances with passes, right?
Yeah, he's just, like, the balls, like, it's always in his hand. He's always looking to do crazy things. Like he kind of jumps when he doesn't really know where he wants to go with it sometimes.
Oh,
but like it ends like with some cool drop passes and some no looks, but then also some like horrifying turnovers where he's just throwing the ball to Serbia and it's a fast break the other way. I'm like, I don't think you meant to do that. He's not on your team. And it was just, but he has the ball in his hands the whole time.
Yeah, a lot of usage with the ball for that guy.
But Kobe's supposed to have the ball in his hands a lot too. So it was weird to watch him and thinking about Kobe White and Zach LaVine both still being here.
Because it is going to be a three-guard lineup with the three of them.
It may be if this actually happens.
I suspect. Did you see the video the other day of Zach looking very healthy and explosive on a court?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see the video. I'm sure it happened.
But anyway, so that's interesting. So Giddey has a high volume ball control point guard,
but he's fun. He's fun. He's creative. He's fast. He's got good hair. Like it's like an aesthetically pleasing thing to watch. But I have absolutely no idea if he's going to be any good. He's pretty talented. He's clearly talented. The game plays at his pace. For Australia, obviously everything with Serbia plays through Jokic, and he's ridiculous, and he's everything, right? He's the best passer, the best rebounder, the best shooter. He's ridiculous. But Giddey, it's just like get the ball to him and run, and it's a fun thing to watch. I could see him being very, very, very fun on a bad team. I have no idea if he will be good enough as a defensive player to be like an impact player on a winning team, but he's gonna have some weird, crazy stat lines. Like he might have a 10 assist, 10 turnover game.
Yeah,
it's a very weird profile.
Interesting. Yeah, I had wanted to see him, but now they're done, right? So that wraps up.
Yeah, they lost, so they got eliminated.
It's too much sports to watch, man. I couldn't take my eye off the surfing.
Yeah, it was on when I was getting my haircut, and I was like, oh man, this game is excellent. And so then I just like streamed it on my phone.
It's perfect.
The rest of the way, yeah. So Josh Giddey. It's not much, man. It's not much for the Bulls, honestly.
Yeah.
It's really not.
No.
But in terms of excitement, that's why we need this Bears thing to go well.
It's why Hard Knocks Day is ranking up there amongst the greatest Bears offseason days.
And then Hard Knocks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we'll get back there. And Chris Emma has a Bears report coming up at 5. Come see us at the Wall in Gurnee. It's going to be a great time. We had a bit of an all-timer in terms of a non-apology from an old friend. And you know we love those. It's next on The Score.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.